Good morning. This is the Entheogenic Midwife, and I wanted to tell you all a little bit about my story. My story began with us as children moving around a bit. My mother was a victim of domestic violence. I was too young to remember any violence or anything really around that age, but we would often go to Mississippi to live with my great aunt, who lived in Grenada, Mississippi. As many of you know, I am a country girl at heart, and that's due to my time that I spent as a youth in Grenada. My aunt Sophie, wonderful elder woman, had a garden. She had a chicken coop. Her backyard chickens would run around. We would have to go get the eggs in the morning and tend to the garden, and me and my brother would chase chickens around all day and pick them up. And, you know, that was those were fond memories of my childhood growing up. So fast forward, later on in life, as I stepped away from Christianity and opened myself up to the universe to be more of a, I used to have this prayer, and I just would ask the universe to make me a better woman, a better sister, a better daughter. Really didn't know. Well, maybe I did know, but I had this prayer just to be the best woman that I could be. And through that, my awareness was awakened to African spirituality, to just the ways of my people, and again, some African spirituality systems and ways of doing things and being. Met my daughter's father. We reunited with him. We used to go to high school together. So I had went to Texas for a time and ended up almost losing my life in a car accident. Came back to Michigan, all banged up and car all mosh, as they say in Jamaica. So my car all mosh up. And I come back and I was reintroduced to my youngest daughter's father, who was a farmer at the time. And I go, and it was our first, called me for a massage. So I go and I'm looking at his land and I'm looking at the farm, and he's like, let me show you the backyard. And go in the backyard. Oh my God, there's chickens running around. So I'm chasing them and laughing, and it instantly triggered my childhood memories, you know? So I was in that space. I'm like, wow, like I'm a young girl in Mississippi again. And that made me love him, you know, not just that, but through just the experience of being with him. And he was a farmer, so we farmed and we cultivated the earth together. And it was through that I realized that heaven existed on earth, through the soil, working that soil, tending to the land, sowing seeds, harvesting, you know, loving. In the garden, it just really activated something so much deeper within me. Like, this is the life. Like, this is happiness to me. This is joy. Preparing meals for my family, herbs, having my king at the time preparing meals and medicines and soups and things for me for my healing during my pregnancy, throughout my pregnancy. It just really trigger my DNA, my ancestral memory. So working with those plants and vegetables and ingesting the foods, I remember being pregnant and harvesting string beans, and he's like, eat one. And I'm like, just dirty, you know? He's like, eat it. Just brush it off on your skirt and eat it. And I'm like, okay. Rubbed that thing on my skirt, took a bite out of it, and oh my God, the energy, the life, the love, the taste, the frequency, you know, changed my life. May seem small to some people, but for me, the awakening, the awareness instantly at that moment with that bite, you know. So from then, having my baby and I remember her being about 6 months old, ready for, you know, more solid foods. So we were able to harvest the strawberries that he had grown. So my baby's first foods were strawberries, fresh strawberries that her papa had sown years before. And for the goats to be nipping at her little toes, we had animals. So I remember us going to get animals, and the animals, you know, they call baby goats kids. People say, don't call children kids. Kids are baby goats. Well, baby goats and children have a lot of similarities. And it was just beautiful raising my family and the animals. And I remember getting the goats. They were still young, not too young, but one still had a bit of his umbilical cord still attached, very dry though, and ready to fall off. And we had to prepare milk for them and feed them with the bottles. Just a wonderful experience that assisted me in tapping into the medicine woman that I am, being able to have that connection with the land, with the herbs, with the vegetables, with the animals. I've never lost that feeling. It was a feeling that had to have come from a past life or past lives. So I've maintained that feeling with me that assisted me in being a better woman through my pregnancy with the little one. I know I'm kind of going back a little bit. I suffered greatly from hyperemesis gravidarum, which is a condition of severe nausea and vomiting. I couldn't leave the house. I lost 15 pounds. Like, I would wake up out of my sleep vomiting. Couldn't use the bathroom without vomiting. Take a shower, you're vomiting there 7 to 10 times. Excruciating. Thought I was going to die, you know. You feel like your body is rejecting, or you're allergic to the baby that's growing inside of you. And I had stepped out of Christianity, and being pregnant by this man who wasn't a Christian had me doubting myself if I made the right decision. You know, was it the not Christian in him that was causing me to become ill? All these crazy things, you know. But during that time, him preparing soups and things for me from the garden and the herbs really helped to heal my body, as well as cannabis. I've talked about this story before, but just wanted to just tell you guys a little bit about me and what activated me into being a medicine woman and working with plants, working with herbs, preparing spiritual baths, working with aromatherapy to heal myself, to heal my children, partners throughout the years. Working with herbs and medicines and preparing foods to heal their bodies, you know, their minds. Women that I work with, families, pregnant, new moms, postpartum. So it was through my own journey and own connection that I've been able to hold space and serve others. I've had times in my life, not now, where I have cultivated cannabis for many years. So growing it, caring for it, nurturing, nourishing, they give back, they communicate, they talk. I haven't cultivated cannabis in probably 4 years, and I can say I still reap the benefits of the divine cannabis plant, which is a feminine energy. So it's once you become close to these medicines and begin to nurture them, they begin to nurture you and communicate with you and express their needs to you, express their likes and dislikes with you. So through gardening, through cultivating the earth, through the microbes and the goodies and goodness that are in the soil becomes a part of you and begins to communicate what your body needs, begins to awaken and activate the DNA and brings your family closer together. There was nothing like preparing meals and going out the back door and plucking, again, the strawberries, but just plucking whatever vegetables you need and your family going out there and harvesting and come in and prepare it. You're talking about the best tasting food you ever prepared. The best healing food that you didn't know was your own medicine that you created for your own family that would heal you down the line when you didn't know things would come up. So it's very important for us to build relationships. And we have these plants and vegetables and fungi and other entheogenic substances as allies for ourselves, for our families, and for our future. So for those of us who do the work, those of us who cultivate the land and bring forth life and bring forth medicine, thank you guys. We have a bit of an obligation here to walk our path, to stand in our truth, as well as continue to provide for our family, our community. So thank you guys, and continue to stay on your path, be encouraged, walk with your head up high, even if it's just you out there on your land, continue to do the work and fulfill your destiny. Continue to make your ancestors proud, continue to make the earth proud of you, you know. She gives to us, and we can in turn continue to assist her in cultivating and making offerings to our land and just show our appreciation. So that's just a little bit about my past, my present, my future. About 5 years ago, I was introduced to psilocybin. As a massage therapist, many people love my work, and I've always felt like I'm not doing anything extra special. You know, I'm just doing what I do. But through that, I felt, well, what if I could see colors? What if I could see lines? What if I could see pain or trauma in the body? You know, how much better could I serve? And I spoke with an elder mother in the community, and I don't know if many of you know Mama Ayana, a beautiful, powerful woman. She said, honey, oh, you should try power plants. I'm like, power plants? She's like, mushrooms. You know anything about that? I'm like, no. She says, oh, yes, you should try that. And especially with you being a birth worker, like dealing with the womb, like, yes, you need to try that. So I said, okay. So, but it took me a year because I wasn't, you know, this was new to me and I don't just jump into things. I like to be led by spirit. I am led by spirit. It took about a year. Talked to some sisters that I love and admire and respect, and they reaffirmed, yes, this is something you should try. One sister recommended a book and of Water and Spirit by Maladoma Somé. Great book about African spirituality and returning back to your roots. I won't share the whole story, but pretty much being removed from your culture and forgetting a lot of what was taught and having to remember in order, like, for it means life or death for us to know who we are almost. You know, those of you who know what I'm talking about. Stick with me. But yes, having to return to your roots in order to stand and be who we are. A lot of us are a bit misplaced emotionally, mentally, spiritually, due to us not knowing who we are and who we came from. So the medicine, you know, after reading the book, I was inspired, you know, it helped me to get in touch with my own African spirituality once again. So again, that seems to be a common factor is returning to where we came from. So I take this journey with this medicine, with some dear sisters. It kind of, so I get the fruit the medicine, the first time, I don't know, I mean, you know, some of you guys know that I get this medicine and I was advised to go straight home with it. I mean, if you know, I kind of do what I want to do. So I didn't go straight home. What did I do? That doesn't matter. I didn't go straight home. But I ended up getting pulled over by the cops. I had placentas. I did. That's what I did. I went and picked up a couple placentas from the hospital, twins. And I have the cooler in my car. I have the medicine. I'm doing my thing. And I look in the rearview mirror and I get pulled over by the cops. Shit. Right? So, long story short, I'm in the back of the police car and they're going through my car and they find the medicine. And I'm talking to them about the work that I do. And there was a bit of a fear, naturally, you know. And I just begin to tell them who I am and what I do. And I was able to get out of the situation at that moment. Of course, I still had to go to court and all those things. But they're looking at my car. They see the placenta cooler. I don't know if they went inside, but my business cards and flyers and things. And he lets me go home. And I had people like, how in the hell did you get away from Roseville Police? One of the more prejudiced cities where we live, to white cops, and they let me go. So I go home, and some of the brothers are like, nah, like, how did you, nah, but it's like, it was from that moment that I believed in the medicine. I trust the medicine, the covering that comes with it, and that was my first mushroom experience. They got taken away. They got confiscated. I went to court sometime after that, and the judge is some quirky animated guy, and he's looking down over his glasses and looking at the paperwork, looking over his glasses, looking over me. He said, ma'am, I do not know who you are, and I don't know what you believe in. He said, but you're supposed to be behind bars right now. So you think whoever it is you believe in, that you're not in custody right now. And he says, pay $250 and get out of here. So that was my first mushroom journey, but it was through that that I trusted the power of the medicine, trusted the power of the placenta and my ancestors and the work. So from then, I got another batch and was able to partake of the medicine. And wow, my first time was so powerful. I'm a powerful woman. So for something to move me and shift me and put me into this altered state of consciousness to where I was able to go to ancient Kemet, I was able to see the state of our kings, of our pharaohs, of our men, to feel the pain inside of my body that our men experience and have experienced throughout an eternity was very powerful for me. To see the roles of the women in my family, to see myself in certain roles and positions, to see them in certain positions, to, I know my gatekeeper may be listening at the time, my first gatekeeper. Boy, I cried and cried and cried. I felt like I cried for 3 hours. I probably went through 2 rolls of tissue, it seemed like, and then I started on the roll of paper towel. But it was just such a purification. And it wasn't, I didn't process it as sadness or grief. It was really more of an emotional release through tears. I didn't realize I had so many tears inside of my body, you know, but feeling much lighter and just being able to get out of my own way mentally and process some things and see some things for what they really are and see people for who they truly are. Has been a great experience. That was a great experience. I can't remember everything verbatim, but that started another great path for me, or reawakened the path that I had already been on. the psilocybin has been a wonderful addition to my life and clearing blockages, assisting me with dealing and healing my birth trauma, even recognizing that it even existed through the cesareans that I had. And a bit of my story may kind of, you know, flow together, but everything for me has, it's really one as a healer. Oftentimes it's like, well, I'm a massage therapist. Well, I'm a doula. Well, you know, I'm a gatekeeper with the medicine, but they all are one. I show up in whatever capacity of healing that you need with the tools that I have. Everything isn't for everyone. Psilocybin, I won't say isn't for everybody, just based on certain health things and mental stability for some people, and there's levels to it. So as a medicine woman, these are my tools, and the greatest tool for myself as a medicine woman is love, simply love and intentions and showing up selfless 99% of the time, selfless in serving others. I do have my thoughts. I do have my beliefs and ideas about things. Back when I took my doula training, my community-based doula training through Focus Hope in Detroit, which was a phenomenal program through Health Connect One, has helped me to show up through birth work. And the first day of class or the first lesson, the first thing that stuck out to me, number one, was this is not about you. And that was as it related to showing up for women in their births, you know, allowing these women to be what were their background, their beliefs, their homes that they live in, their situations, how they birth their baby, how they take care of themselves. Like, my role is to provide the education and to serve, you know, outside of that, it's not about me. You know, again, everything is a reflection, you know, so you have to put things in their proper context. So with the birth work, with the medicine work, for me, they're one and the same. I show up for people almost in the exact same way. The only difference is there may not be a physical baby on the back end, or your body may have not gone through the changes that only childbirth can do. So it's allowed me to stand in that place selfless and provide knowledge and education, and mainly through my experiences and through consulting others, being able to share. But it has allowed me to hold sacred space for families in a way that is powerful, you know, impactful. For both of us. Again, I'm serving people through love in a non-judgmental way that allows people to show up authentically and unapologetically, hopefully. You know, again, it's levels to it. It's layers. It takes time for people to open up and remove masks and things. But love has been my greatest medicine as a medicine woman. Some people may ask, well, you know, what makes you a medicine woman? Because my medicine is love. And yes, it does heal. Me showing up for families heals myself. Every time I touch any of you, it is healing for me. It is healing for my traumas. It's healing for my family, the births that I've done, the families. I couldn't have asked for a better life this go round. It's not perfect, but as far as coming here to serve, I am full. I am very full. And I thank you all who have trusted me through the birth work, through the breastfeeding support, through if it's only to call and say, oh, Malewa, what's this or that, or I need to cry, or, you know, I need your support. I need your love. I need your comfort. You know, I need the medicine. I need you to hold space for me. Like, it means the world to me, you guys. So just want to say thank you. And through the medicine with the placenta, of course, turning that wonderful, divine organ of life into something nourishing for moms, for families, for that organ to continue to give back and repair wombs, to repair hearts, to prepare minds, allowing the stem cells and the power and the nutrients of the placenta to go in and heal families, and helping with breastfeeding and seeing the babies heal and transform and grow, and the moms to have energy and to be able to connect with the dads. You know, I even love on the dads too. That's part of the work that I do, because we're all divinely connected through this earth, through our experiences, through our breathing, through our love. We are divine, and we have to continue to stick together and do the work and not be so easily distracted, and continue to form these bonds and allies with other women, with other men, with the land, again, with our children, and continue to preserve the sacredness and the integrity of what we do. You know, people are looking at us. People are watching. You know, the earth is watching, our ancestors, the plants, the flowers, their trees. So we have to continue to walk this path, call out people who are misusing the medicine. I know about some of you guys out there, but that's for another podcast, or for another show, another episode. So again, continue to stay tuned. Continue to be diligent in your work, even when no one's watching. And be encouraged, be inspired, reach out if you're going through something. So many people are using the D word, the depression, and I'm kind of over it, really. It's different levels. I'm not knocking people who are going through their things, but we have the power to overcome. We have the resources. We have one another. We have the love. So allow yourself to be broken open through the medicine sometimes in a healthy way. You know, whatever we do, when I say be broken open, get your breakthroughs. Get what you need. Get with the sisters that you need. Get with the brothers. Get with the land. Get with your family. And let's get it together, you know. A lot of times we are so consumed with Facebook, with social media, with drama, that we aren't seeing clearly, that we are a little foggy. So allowing ourselves to be clear, to be cleansed, whatever that means for you, moving out off of the land, moving off of the soil, going somewhere else, getting the sunshine you need, getting the hydration you need, getting the love you need. Like, let's move forward. And that's why I created this medium, for us to be able to have a channel of knowledge and wisdom, and again, truth for moving forward, in a support system, because you have support. So know that you all are loved, you all admire, the work that you do matters, you matter, and know that you are more than enough. So enjoy your day, morning, night, evening, whenever you catch this, and be well. I love you. This is Omalewa, the entheogenic midwife. Thank you.